comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
LDL and HDL are not computer code words, right? Your total cholesterol number is the sum of a few types, mainly LDL, which is low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and HDL, or high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Do you know your cholesterol numbers? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Problems happen when you have too much LDL. It's the one most likely to clog your arteries. HDL is thought of as the good cholesterol because it can help clear LDL from the body. Cholesterol, a waxy substance, is found throughout the body. It's not bad unless you have too much of it. We need a certain amount to build cells, make vitamins, and other hormones. Problems occur when you have too much LDL and too little HDL. Your liver makes all the cholesterol you need. The rest comes from fatty meat, from animals like beef, pork, poultry, and dairy. Those same foods can also have high cholesterol in saturated and trans fats, which are the worst thing you can put in your body. Keep listening for more Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Cambria CSD receives last-minute funding for Skate Park. City of Atascadero announces appointment of new fire chief. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazenbear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Cambria Community Services District met on Thursday to discuss closing a funding gap for the skate park project. The project has gone through 5 years of discussion, but just as it seemed to cross the finish line, the district was short on funds. The CSD voted to receive bids in April 2026 and received two complete bid responses from J.J. Fisher Construction and Newton Construction Management. The approximate budget with an estimated contingency for the skate park was about $1.4 to $1.6 million. The CSD's available funds was calculated to be only $1.1 million. Staff presented the board with three options during yesterday's meeting, each with their own pros and cons. Options included using district funds to cover the shortfall, restarting the fundraising and rebid at a future date, or requesting a bid extension. During the meeting, however, Dick Clark, director and former president and treasurer of Cambria Community Council, announced that the nonprofit will provide the funds necessary to fill the gap. Caltrans announced there'll be full overnight ramp closures throughout San Luis Obispo County, beginning Monday, July 13th. Closures will take place at different ramps along Highway 1 and the 101 from 7:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. Locations include Cayucas Drive, north and southbound off-ramps, off-ramps to Highway 41 along Highway 1, Morro Bay Boulevard north and southbound off-ramps, and more. Messages and directional signs will be posted to alert travelers in advance of ramp closures. All work is expected to be completed by August 7th. City of Atascadero announces appointment of new fire chief. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazenbear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazenbear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The City of Atascadero has appointed a new fire chief. Current chief, Casey Bryson, will retire in September after more than 26 years of dedicated service to Atascadero and serving as fire chief since 2017. An internal recruitment process was conducted to identify the department's next leader. Battalion Chief David J. Vanson has been selected and will assume the role of fire chief on September 19th, following council confirmation. Benson has started his fire career with the Santa Barbara County Hotshot Crew. After working three fire seasons, he joined the United States Air Force and served as a battalion chief and captain in Montana. He joined Atascadero Fire in 2021. Chief Benson said, quote, "I'm truly honored to step into this role and sincerely thank the City Council and City Manager Lewis for trusting me to continue leading Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services." Phase 2 of the Creston Corridor improvements is set to begin Monday, July 13th, with utility investigation. This part of the project is also divided into two phases. Phase A is the roundabout, expected to be complete in summer 2028. Phase B is roadwork from Melody to Niblick, expected to finish fall 2027. Parts of Rolling Hills Road will be closed to through traffic for the duration of the project. Traffic control will be in place on Creston Road from Orchard to Niblick as well. Paso Robles Public Works also anticipates Monday to be the completion date for the Sherwood Pickleball Court Complex. This includes the addition of 7 pickleball courts, prefabricated shade structures, new restrooms, a parking lot, and more. Enjoy both food truck weekends and a concert in the park at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand this weekend. Mary's Cuisine will be the featured food truck around the lake park both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night's concert from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. will feature Ghost Monster with feel-good rock music from all eras. Concerts are free to attend. San Luis Obispo police arrested a suspected DUI driver after responding to a head-on collision in the city Wednesday night. The incident occurred at about 10:45 p.m. at the intersection of Carmel Street and Marsh Street in San Luis Obispo. Police say the driver of a Ford pickup was driving the wrong way on Marsh Street and he collided with a Chevrolet pickup truck while attempting to make a left turn onto Carmel Street. The driver of the Chevrolet sustained minor injuries, and the Ford driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Rockies 8-2, the Diamondbacks over the Padres 3-1, the Rangers beat the Angels 7-6, the Tigers over the Athletics 4-1, Yankees beat the Rays 12-4. Tonight, the Giants will face the Rockies, the Padres will go against the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Twins, the Athletics will face the White Sox, and the Yankees will go against the Nationals. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom spoke on the recent resignation of Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner. Newsom said, quote, "Clearly there wasn't enough vetting done." Plattner resigned earlier this week after allegations from a former partner that Plattner sexually assaulted her had surfaced. Newsom's office also announced the governor has signed AB 126, increasing funding for K-12 special education in the state by $2.4 billion, a 43% increase from the prior year. Governor Newsom said, quote, "I've heard directly from parents across California. Their kids need more and they deserve better. Today, we're making record investments in special education to build a stronger system." A man from Idaho visiting family in Northern California narrowly survived two rattlesnake bites. The incident occurred on May 26th in Oroville. Chris Howarth stepped into his parents' backyard to check on the water line. He thought he stepped on something sharp, only to discover he had been bitten twice by a rattlesnake. He spent 12 days hospitalized and received 54 doses of antivenom. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
"Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car."
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Country music artist and newly appointed special envoy for American landowners, John Rich, talks about his goals as he steps into this newly created role.
Goals are to hear from American landowners and help them however I can. They're all different. You know, they all have different things going on and different entities involved. And my job is to get to know them, learn about the situation, and try to orchestrate a defense on their behalf. So, yes, my job is to represent your average everyday landowner to the federal government, whether it's an EPA situation, Interior, Forestry, HUD, USDA. Doesn't matter.
Rich says that he and his team are working to reverse and undo several regulations put into place by the Biden administration.
I think probably 50% of Secretary Rollins' day is spent doing nothing but going through and reversing regulations on farmers and ranchers. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why the American family farm and rancher can't be cash flow positive. It's because of the amount of regulations, the weaponization of regulations against our farmers.
The best advocate for a landowner is a landowner, according to Rich, and he is encouraging producers to share their stories at usda.gov/lawfare. His team reviews submissions weekly and works through each case on a landowner's behalf.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe, The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Conservative patriots and freedom lovers, join the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County for our biggest event of the year, the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump Dinner, celebrating America's 250th birthday, August 1st at the Raven Ranch in Templeton. Featured speaker is Trump defender Devin Nunes. General admission tickets, $150, with VIP at $250. Early bird pricing still on till July 15th. Seating is limited and this event will sell out. Visit rpsloc.org for tickets today. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KBRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. After months of discussions with agricultural leaders and community members, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife awarded $2 million to organizations supporting efforts to reduce wolf-livestock conflicts. The funding includes $1.1 million to the California Farm Bureau's California Bountiful Foundation to reimburse producers who have suffered a confirmed or probable wolf attack on livestock. The other organizations receiving funding, Sierra Valley Resource Conservation District, Honey Lake Valley Resource Conservation District, and Working Circle, will use the remaining funds to assist in relevant outreach and education. We've heard clearly from ranchers how hard the return of wolves has been on their livelihoods, not just financially, but in the day-to-day mental and physical toll of managing this animal, CDFW Director Megan Hurdle said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, sunny skies Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 90s Sunday and Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly higher. Delta Airlines shares open flat. Its earnings topped expectations. It's covering higher fuel costs by raising ticket prices, though demand is holding up. Regulators in the European Union are charging Meta platforms with violating its tech rules. They accuse Meta of keeping users of Instagram and Facebook hooked. Meta says the EU isn't accurately taking into account the significant steps it's taken to protect users. Meta platform shares opened up 7%. South Korea-based memory chip maker SK Hynix debuts on the NASDAQ today. Its technology is in iPhones, laptops, and also artificial intelligence data centers. Its competitor, Micron Technology, shares opened down more than 2.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Andy Ortiz. When I lost my mom, she was only 46, and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect, affordable home. My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike, plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us here on the Friday edition on The Right Choice. It's that easy. It's make it simpler and simpler, almost like voting.
Been having a ball since I was a boy in Beaumont. I loved that town, but I just couldn't stay. Two-stepped all the way to Amarillo. Shuffled my way into Santa Fe. I just had to see the sunset out of Frisco. Golden Gate's great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, Darsh and Kennedy this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice for your Open Mic Friday. Also, I have some kind of a streak going here. Knock on whatever this. Oh, this is wood. Let's see here. The winner for the gift certificate, Charlie Blake. You win the gift certificate from Joe's Place. You got 30 days, Mr. Charlie, and always call ahead. And make sure you watch out for the Smokies who are trying to get you doing 26 miles an hour. All right, just saying. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Chris. About the airbags on the car. Airbag comes out of the steering wheel at approximately 200 miles an hour.
Ooh.
And if you're closer than 10 to 12 inches to the steering wheel, you're going to take a massive impact on your face and chest. So imagine having a little dog in your lap between you and the steering wheel, and he gets hit with the airbag and then hits you in the face.
Well, more than likely, the dog is gone, isn't it?
I don't think he'd be dead, but your face is going to hurt, and he's never going to want to come in the car again.
Hey, Greg, what about the impact on, you know, somebody, you know, older and frail?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the part about sitting too close to the steering wheel. Everybody has their space that they're used to, and it's just something else to think about. I don't know the vehicle that you and Chris drive. Do you know how many airbags are in there? Do you know? I mean, it's not something you should necessarily be worried about, but you should think about it. There's two airbags on the passenger side, and one is, and it depends on the weight in the seat. So one's like a child airbag, and one's the adult airbag. And there could be up to 12 or more airbags in the vehicle, depending on what type of vehicle and the cost of the vehicle.
Okay, now I realize that, you know, airbags are, you know, going to do more protection than damage. But again, I just can't help but wonder, since you brought that up, and I guess I'm being a little sarcastic here. I don't know if you've ever driven around in Florida.
Yes.
Okay, there are so many older people, particularly older ladies, that can barely have their head above the wheel, and that means that their body, because they're short, are extremely close to the steering wheel.
Correct.
But probably would save their lives, but they'd have a little bit of pain.
Correct. They'd be hurt, but it'd be better than going through the windshield.
Right, yeah.
Obviously, I cut up. My joke used to be I cut up more cars than Allstate insures. We would test. We would show different people. I could take our cutters. They were a brand name Homatro. I could cut the steering wheel off of the column on a destroyed vehicle, maybe that the airbag didn't go off for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put a whole roll of duct tape on that thing, and then you could set it off with a 9-volt battery, and that duct tape would not hold that airbag in. We had a thing called a bonnet. So you put it over the steering wheel and you tighten it down. That's good for one explosion, and then it has to be replaced.
Okay.
So paramedics were taught never put their head in the windshield or the side window to talk to the patient. Do not put yourself between the airbag and the driver if it hadn't gone off. Because up to 15 minutes after an accident, your battery is still energized enough to set off the airbag. If they're pushing on the vehicle to do the extrication, it could set something off. So one of the first things besides taking care of the patient is to disconnect the battery, but you still have 15 minutes of time where the thing could go off. So you have to be really careful. All these newer vehicles with the airbags and the little shocks, and there's explosive things in the seatbelt retractors, and now with these vehicles that have 600 volts of electrical source in them, you better know where you're cutting the car, or you're going to get hurt trying to get the person out of the vehicle.
Greg, in miles per hour, what sets off, at what speed sets off an airbag?
It could be really low. It's more where the impact took place, where on the bumper, because there's different sensors on different parts of the vehicle. That's why they started adding airbags for side impact versus front impact. So your more higher-end cars are going to have more airbags. They're going to have air curtains above the door window there. They're going to have ones that come out of the side of the seats. They're going to have them in different locations. So you just got to be aware of all that stuff. And it's more, where did the impact take place? Were you hit on the side of the car? That's why if you're hit on the side of the car, you might have a side airbag that, or your retractor and your seatbelt that went off, but your steering wheel might not have gone off because it wasn't a front impact.
So theoretically, you can get hit from the on the side, and if you don't have a side airbag, so the front your steering wheel airbag doesn't go off. So you get hit, you come to a stop, and I'm not saying you necessarily relax, but you think that the worst is over, and then you're telling me that maybe in a couple of minutes or so, then boom, the airbag could go off.
Yeah, if something was to react to the vehicle in a different way, yes, it could. So, yeah, it's okay. You're going to be stunned when you get hit. So.
Do airbags go off if you're hitting the rear?
No, not that I know of. I've never seen any sensors on the back. And I cut up hundreds of vehicles with people in them, and I never had one incident where there was a dog involved. Normally you're late at night, during heavy traffic times, your speeds are slower because you're in a traffic jam. So there's less accidents or they're more like just little bumps. They're not the same kind of thing when you're going 60 or 70 or 80 miles an hour or swerving all over the place and you hit something.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your late night deals, or where people are trying to get away, or whatever the situation is. But your low impact things. I had an older woman that was parking down in L.A. on a multi story parking. So they're on the fourth floor. She hit the gas instead of the brake. Went through this chain link fence that was supposed to keep your vehicles from not falling, out. Beside, but she was hanging in the air about three levels up, and her airbag had gone out, but she's stuck in the car. We had the equipment to get her down and to get the vehicle down, but you never know what's going to happen and that kind of stuff. But yeah, driving with your animals, and it might be fun, and they might like to sit in your lap. It's not really a great idea, and you have a visibility issue if you got something in front of your face, even if it's partially. You can't see. Are they on the side, so you can't see your rearview mirror on your outside? You just have one on the inside. It just depends on your driving skill and what you're used to. And
hold on there, Greg. Okay, when you say depends on your driving school. Is there anybody out there that is willing to admit that they're a bad driver?
Probably not.
No. So everybody thinks that they have safe driving skills and that they can handle the situation.
Yeah. I mean, and all these vehicles are different. I'll just call it my bigger truck. So what a Ford four-door F-650 is, a pretty big pickup.
It's big.
Yeah, okay, my truck is sort of like that. It's a four-door, but it's an International, and it has a custom bed on it. You don't want to get hit in by that thing. Weighs 14,000 pounds. A normal pickup is about 8,000 pounds. The smaller vehicles are anywhere from 3 to 5,000 pounds. And, of course, when they're moving, there's more of an impact. So, you got to pay attention to what the heck's going on and how long it's going to take you to stop. I'm really amazed at how people get so close behind other vehicles. There's no space for them to stop in time. Even if they did, they're still going to slide and make contact.
Mm-hmm.
And, the more you're out on the road, the more chances you have. And obviously it could be other people. You know, I'm like you when you talk about, you can see what somebody else is doing on the road and not anticipating something that may or may not happen. I don't like being in the little crowds of people. Like, why do these people drive together in a pack?
I've never understood that. It drives me up the wall.
Yeah, I don't want to be next to where I'm sort of like trapped in between other vehicles. I would either go slower or faster to get away from that. And you could be driving by yourself. You know that. You're going up 5-5. It's a certain time of day. There's not really a lot of traffic. All of a sudden, here comes somebody out of the middle of nowhere. And you're like, where did these cars come from? And they're all driving like in a little group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I advocate, and it's maybe not the correct way, but I want to get in front and out of the way. I don't want to be behind them because, my theory or thinking is that they're going to be the ones to cause a problem, and I'm going to be stuck behind that problem, so I'm going around it.
Correct. I agree with that. Yeah, the best way out of a situation is whatever gets you away from that possible problem as soon as possible.
Well, I remember from driving school that the instructor said, always leave an out. Always leave yourself an out. So when you talk about these people bunched up, you know, whether it's on 46 or whatever road, is they're not giving themselves any ability to be able to go left or right if something suddenly happens.
Oh, no, you're 100% correct. I agree with that. You know, when we're going emergency in the fire vehicles, a fire engine weighs 30 to 35,000 pounds. You're carrying 500 gallons of water besides the weight of the vehicle. Water weighs 8 pounds a gallon. You got 4,000 pounds just in water. Now, if I'm that physical extrication vehicle I drove on, that was basically looked like a giant tow truck, but it was a crane. That truck weighed 56,000 pounds, went 90 miles an hour. Mm. It had 20 forward speeds and 4 backward speeds. And we could pick up 80,000 pounds, 40 tons, with our boom. That's a fully loaded 18-wheeler. And move it around. So, you had to pay attention just with the people driving around these bigger vehicles. You think about, you know, an 18-wheeler going down the road. That's a lot of weight. When you cut that guy off, he only has so much room to stop.
Well, one of the things I've noted, and matter of fact, we used to have a guy, he would call in. He was a retired trucker, and I forget his name. He was big into race cars. Anyway, we're going back, you know, a while, and he would call in every once in a while, and he would complain that the truckers were getting worse. The drivers were getting worse, and I notice it primarily when I come in the morning, because there's not a lot, but a few. They're not using their turn signals, and they get right up on my butt, because I'm only doing 60 when I come in. And some of these guys are flying. They're doing at least 70, 75 miles an hour, and it's dark.
Yeah. No, I hate it when they're all bunched up, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to have to be getting off pretty soon. It's like, you know, 6 18-wheelers in a row or something. I'm like, okay, I either got to slow way down or I got to get way in front of these dudes.
Yeah, particularly if you're going on an incline.
Oh, yeah.
That drives me up the wall. Okay.
You got it.
All right.
But anyway.
Well, thanks.
Take care. You got it.
All right, bye. Okay, distracted. Well, let's go right back to the phone line. Hi, good morning. All right, so where was this? Let me see here. There is a new Lincoln SUV commercial that promotes women applying their makeup with both hands while driving because you can drive hands-free. Okay? More distracted driving. The most distracting thing you can have in a vehicle is children. Well, let's see here. You got to have them wrapped in the seat and in the seat belt. And again, for those of us from a generation, the distraction in the car, all it took was for either the look in the rearview mirror of usually dad or the hand coming across the seat. That would settle any distractions in the vehicle. It's pretty simple. Back in the day when we didn't have to have seatbelts. And I can remember as a kid on this one stretch, it's Warburton Avenue. And it's along the Hudson River. Goes anyway that when obviously real young, that my dad, and he did it to all of us, on this one stretch, he'd have us in his lap. And he obviously, he would have his hand on the wheel, but he'd let us, because it was like we were fake, like we were driving. And that was a big thrill. That was a big thrill as a kid. Again, this part of Warburton Avenue went up from Yonkers to Hastings. It was hardly any traffic. Again, it was just one of those. It would be like in the old days coming from, let's see here. It'd be like coming through Templeton in the late 80s. You know, there wasn't much there. And so this kind of what that road. It wasn't a highway. It was just a regular road. But now he would be pulled over and probably child welfare, social services, and so forth, lose his license. We'd have to go live with somebody. You know, the whole thing, it's changed so much. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Cambria CSD met on Thursday to discuss closing a fundraising gap for the skate park project. The CSD's available funds was calculated to be about $1.1 million, with an estimated budget of $1.4 to $1.6 million. During the meeting, Dick Clark, director of Cambria Community Council, announced that the nonprofit will provide the funds necessary to fill the remaining gap. San Luis Obispo police arrested a suspected DUI driver after responding to a head-on collision in the city Wednesday night. The incident occurred at about 10:45 p.m. at the intersection of Carmel Street and Marsh Street in San Luis Obispo. The incident occurred at about 10:45, and police arrested the driver of one of the vehicles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Court going to reconvene for the final day of the preliminary hearing for Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk, after yesterday's chilling testimony from Robinson's roommate and lover, Lance Twiggs.
He had said he was planning to go hunting with his family, and he asked me if we had a Dremel, because he said he wanted to engrave messages on bullets, and I just told him where Dremel was.
Prosecutors say one casing said, "Hey, fascist," and others said, "Oh, Bella Chow." A new threat from Iran as talks continue.
Israel now sharing intelligence with D.C., showing that Iran has developed a new plot to assassinate President Trump. And there were numerous banners at the Ayatollah's funeral calling for President Trump's death. Yeah, but still, all this really comes down to the Straits of Hormuz. Iran wants to control it.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. America's listening to Fox News.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805- 866-6188.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
All righty, the right choice, KPRL.
North County weather.
At 9 minutes away from 8, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. Upper 90s today, clear tonight. Right around 60, we'll cool down a little bit for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And that means we'll be in the low 90s, mid-90s Tuesday, 100 Wednesday, upper 90s Thursday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:56 a.m., 8:21 p.m., we are at 60 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Okay, let's see here. Hannah Caldwell, Janice Nelson's having a birthday, Carolyn Lester, Dawn Gregory, Denise Fansler, Jackie Dermeyer, Kathy Gomer's having a birthday, Matthew Thompson, Bonnie James, Joe Hagan, Doug Marshall, Danny Toper, and Dennis and Roxanna Taylor. Tomorrow's we have Matt Esperson, Eve Bundy, John Fuller, Candy Whitfield, Jacob Bonds, Don Thacker, Sue Green. We have... let's see here. Michael Armstrong, Michael Frederick Jr., John Colgan, Gib Buckman. Hey, Gib. Margarito Cisneros, Arline Jones, Kyle and Jill Sinclair. On Sunday, our local celebrities include John Davis, Gene Gilman, Pat Corrigan, A.J. Clary, John Lloyd, Henry Starling, Harry Miller. We have Rachel Nelson, Paul McCain, Carol Rockholt, Dr. Stan Kirk, World War II vet and local doctor, John Everett, Larry and Margaret Ward, and Bill and Judy Weatherwax. There you go, birthdays and anniversaries. Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see, some names. Oh, Whistler. James Whistler, the artiste, 1834-1903. The worst beer maker in the history of mankind, Adolphus Busch beer, 1839-1913. Nikola Tesla, very interesting man. 1856-1943, we have the silent film store, John Gilbert, 1899-1936. Onward we go. Saul Bellow, the author, novelist, guy, whatever, 1915-2005. Mr. Wither, Don Herbert, 1917-2007. David Brinkley, 1920-2003. Boxing champ, Jake LaMotta, 1922-2017. Yes, indeed. Car 54, where are you? My cousin Vinny and others, the Munsters. Fred Gwynn, he went to Harvard or Yale, one of those. 1926-1993. Nick Adams, Mr. Roberts and others, 1931. 1968, Jumpin' Gene Simmons, the song Haunted House, 1937-2006. My coloring book singer, Sandy Stewart, 1937. Ooh, yeah, I'll take you there. Mavis Staples of the Staple Singers, 1939. Tennis Hall of Famer, Arthur Ashe, 1943-1993. For Mopey Grape, Jerry Miller, 1943. Ron Glass from Barney Miller, that was a good show. 1945, he passed away in 2016. Pretty good DH, Hal McRae, 1945. Virginia Wade, tennis champ, 1945. Arlo Guthrie, 1947. Let's see here. Who else do we have on this ticket? The Hawk, Andre Dawson, 1954. Though there's only one Hawk, though, and that would be Connie Hawkins. That's just the way it is. This guy's in the Pro Football Hall. He was good, but he's a Niner, so he can't go to the top of the list. Roger Craig, 1960. Who else is on this list? Lee Stevens, you Angel fans may remember him, 1967. From Rascal Flatts, country singers, Gary LaVey, 1970s when he was born, okay. Who else is on this list today? We have anyone, Bueller? Antonio Brown, good receiver, 1988. Carla Jeffrey, the actress, 1993. Passing away in this day, the man of a thousand voices, the one and only, Mel Blanc, passed away in 1989. 'Twas the night before Christmas. Clement Clark Moore, 1863. Omar Sharif, Lawrence of Arabia. He died in 2015. Oh, the Boston Pops Orchestra. At Christmas he played the Leroy Anderson sleigh ride, and he always had the Santa's hat on. Arthur Fiedler, he died in 1979. Also, Jelly Roll Morton, the jazz guy, he died in 1941, and that is it. Okay. Well, let's see here. Ooh, going to the top of the list. He is only one of eight players in Major League history to record over 300 home runs and 300 stolen bases. The others are Barry Bonds, Willie, Bobby Bonds, Reggie Sanders, Steve Finley, A-Rod, and Carlos Beltran. Andre Dawson is also one of only five members of the 400-300 stolen base club, along with Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, A-Rod, and Carlos Beltran. Okay, there was some, well, not controversy, but it took him a little bit to get into the Hall of Fame. He received 77.9. Some said because of his ordinary on-base percentage, and he never played in a World Series. But his numbers are pretty good. I saw an interview a couple of weeks ago with a writer who's he has been calling it some of the inductions in the Hall of Fame of the very good, not of the great. But I know in many instances you can't take into consideration what ifs, because you could do that with a Don Mattingly or a Thurman Munson or some other players as well, because their careers were cut short. However, Dawson, if you just look at this, he was an eight-time All-Star, MVP, Rookie of the Year, four-time Silver Slugger Award winner, home run leader, RBI leader, and he also had eight gold gloves. And this, you got to remember, near the end of his career, this guy had no knees. No knees whatsoever. He had 280 for his career, had 2,700 hits, 438 home runs, and he had 1,500 RBIs. That's not too shabby, not too shabby. All right, so when he was a kid, his dad was away a lot because his dad was a major general in the United States Army. Now, Dawson looked after his younger siblings because his mother worked. Now, he would pay his younger brothers in cookies to toss some rocks to hit. He had absolutely no attention from colleges or anything when he was a kid. He hurt his knees even at an early age. So he walked on to Florida A&M baseball team, and as they say, the rest is history.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Enjoy both food truck weekends and a concert in the park at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand this weekend. Mary's Cuisine will be featured for the food trucks on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night's concert will go from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and will feature Ghost Monster. Phase 2 of the Creston Corridor Improvement Project is set to begin Monday, July 13th, with utility investigation. One segment of the project is the roundabout at Rolling Hills, and another is roadwork from Felony to Niblick. Traffic control will be in place on Creston Road from Orchard to Niblick during construction. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
As I mentioned, he had injuries even in high school and so forth, so he did not draw any attention from professional scouts or the college recruiters. So what did he do? He took out a student loan to to enroll at Florida A&M History. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The Hawk, Andre Jawson. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.